I'm David Cataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. You may not immediately notice it as you stroll through the Spencer's 19th Century Gallery, this little brown painting with a small burst of red. It depicts a solitary rose set next to what seems to be a loaf of pumpernickel bread wrapped in brown paper. But if you look more closely at the large round object next to the scarlet flower, you'll see that it's actually the preserved head of a mummy, swathed in a crumbling veil. The American artist Frederick Stewart Church painted this peculiar image, entitled Blossom and Decay, working from actual objects in his studio. Church obtained the mummy's head at a time when explorers had discovered new royal Egyptian tombs and were taking artifacts as souvenirs. The head appeared in several of Church's paintings, usually juxtaposed with a delicate flower or beautiful woman. In Blossom and Decay, the mummy's head is both a reminder of death and a testament to Church's belief in unseen forces and reincarnation. Placed next to a freshly picked rose, it reminds us of the fragility of human life, the transience of beauty, and the power of objects to evoke emotions. With thanks to Anna Smith for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Cataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.